Hello.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The doomsday chair, huh?
Yep, saw it as a kid on That's Incredible. You sit on the chair, when the seat blows up, throws you 20 feet in the air. But I was thinking, you make the whole chair out of TNT, you'll go even higher.
Yeah, 40 feet in the air. Sweet Johnny's gonna fly!
Speaking of Sweet Johnny, yeah. Before we get to our Aaron Perlute, the American Mustache Institute guy, I want to talk to my friend John. John Harris, how are you, John?
I'm good, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, John. I know why you're calling, right? About teaching someone to ride motorcycles?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, John, try to calm down.
Hey, and what better person than to teach...
Hello?
Come on now.
Yes, he's dropped. John, your phone's dropping out. Call me when it's better. Yeah, call it when it's better. I'm sorry,
he's
I didn't mean to hang up.
Very excited.
On you.
Choppy there.
But John does the same thing. And so if Czar wants to get taught how to ride motorcycles, then she has got an...
We met John at Hogfest.
John
we?
Is a great guy. Yeah, I'm yes. sorry his phone was dropping out there. But he is... He actually has motorcycle riding concepts. That's the people that came
that's
to Hogfest
right.
2008.
That's right.
All right, without further ado, it's time for the Rob Spiewak interview. let's say hi to Dr. Aaron Perlute from the American Mustache Institute. Doctor, so good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, but I'm disgusted right now.
Really?
Absolutely disgusted.
Why are you disgusted right now?
Well, you know, one, I'm a long-time listener. I'm a native of the Washington, D.C. area and supported you between firings with your former partner and for years and years. And then I have to hear that Rob can do it.
Well,
I was there before Rob, before Robe.
Doctor, hold on a second. I must explain. I must explain. There is a great deal of excitement as I came into the office today that Rob indicated to me that
this being created.
That he you said that he graduated with you.
I said in the interest
you said
of
he
total
graduated with you and you that said we, that you would have him on.
Yeah, no. I said that is incidental to the booking.
You said he's funny.
I did say.
And now we've upset him.
He's going to be funny. Go, Aaron.
I would also say the second thing that I'm upset at is, you know, as I look at your website and I see that you are wearing the goatee better known as the spousal compromise, which is not accepted at the American Mustache Institute. We do not tolerate beards nor goatees because they're that halfway meeting point between the utter weakness of the clean-shaven and the sheer power of the mustache where the spouse says, honey, I can't deal with that power of the mustache, but you know what? I guess I could tolerate a beard or a goatee. That sickens me.
All right. You have piqued my curiosity. Rob, you will not have to interview Dr. Perlute on your
Am
own.
Am I prevented from speaking
you
to him?
You can speak as you are always welcome to speak, but I am curious immediately.
Yes.
I have a question. I'm sorry. Now you have piqued my curiosity. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you, Dr. Perlute, you were telling me that most women in marriages are against a mustache, however, they will find a goatee to be acceptable?
Our cutting-edge research department at the American Mustache Institute has found that 38% of women find goatees and beards tolerable, whereas only 12% of them find mustaches tolerable.
And at the Mustache Institute, you do not accept the mustache that sits atop the goatee beard. Or the Van Dyke, as it's properly called.
Right.
I would think that a doctor from the Mustache Institute would refer to the beard that I wear as the Van Dyke.
Right.
I'm a certified nuclear mustachologist, and I will just tell you that we are generally a non-discriminatory organization, as we also welcome women into our organization.
With mustaches?
With mustaches. We've worked with the East German shot put team from 1964 on forming an East Berlin chapter. Oh, they've been a very strong advocate of our group.
You can recruit back here at the station.
This is the Carol Burnett show.
Okay,
right
doctor, I'm not trying to make trouble.
Tim Conway's going to come in a second.
Did you say only 12% of women find mustaches appealing? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, until we are able to actually sit down with them and explain to them why they are wrong.
But given that knowledge and the fact that Ned Flanders is the only other guy I can think of right now who has one, aren't they sort of out of vogue right now?
Well, I mean, and that is the charter of the American Mustache Institute. We are, you know, we're an advocacy organization, a think tank.
I have it here, protecting the rights of and fighting discrimination against mustached Americans by promoting the growth, care, and culture of the mustache. Mr. Burbank brings up a very good point, Doctor, that you just don't see as many plain old mustaches around as we used to.
That's true. Let's give some historical perspective to this discussion.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent notion.
In 1965, as part of the National Voting Rights Act, there was a little-known amendment passed called the Federal Mustache Tax Amendment.
Really?
And what this did was place a 3% tax levy on mustached Americans.
Right, of course.
That is when the clandestine American Mustache Institute was formed.
Right.
We were able to fight big government and
usher... Did you have a theater arts program at VCU with Rob when you were down there? Did you have a theater
arts... We were actually not journalists. We were broadcasters.
We'll get to Rob in a second. Rob, who incidentally has a very, very heavy beard, is able to grow any type of facial hair at will. But I'm sorry, I interrupted you when you were lying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what we did was we ushered in a decade of lip sweater deliciousness into the 1970s, where almost every man...
Did you say lip sweater?
Lip sweater deliciousness, or the Latin for lip sweater, of course, labia sabucula. But in the 1970s, almost every man was required to have three things: a perm, a turtleneck, and a mustache. The triple threat.
Right, exactly.
See,
right.
And then what we saw was, come the 1980s, Walter Cronkite, or Mustachio Pithecus, left the airwaves. Uh-huh. A lot of
had Ted Koppel on today. He never had a mustache.
Well, he was always inferior to Mr. Cronkite.
I just thought of a great mustache, like, during that era.
Who's that?
Harry Reams.
Oh, sure.
Harry Reams. One of the great mustaches.
70s
mustache.
Well, I actually had a discussion with Ron Jeremy, and I asked him if Pornstache was named after him, and he said, no, that's Harry Reams.
Harry Reams, yeah. Absolutely.
Credit where credit is
due.
I'm
trying to think. Here we go. Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck, great mustache.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in the early 90s, he made the dreadful mistake of shaving that, causing our research director to have a coronary, but he's back on top now because he's regrown it.
So are you trying? It says you protect the rights. Fighting against him is saying, promote, okay, yeah, you do promote the growth. So you're promoting it. Mm-hmm. Where is, I just don't see a lot of mustaches today. What are you doing, Dr. Perlett, from the American Mustache Institute, to promote mustache growth besides your little contest that we'll discuss later?
Well, I mean, we are an advocacy organization. I'll give you a perfect example. There was an incident in Dallas where a young man was actually removed from his high school class because he had a mustache and was forced to shave it. And we actually forged a campaign with the superintendent and got him into a dialogue and got him to agree to change the rule that said that no high school students in their district could wear mustaches.
Wow. That's a wonderful, cause.
Can I, a doctor?
Are
you
Please, Rob.
Are you a medical doctor?
I a certified nuclear mustachologist.
Very good. I would like to just bounce a few celebrities off you, and if you could weigh in.
Does this guy look like Brad, by any chance? No, your friend Brad?
Very handsome guy, Aaron.
Very handsome guy.
Yeah, he'd make you consider the way you live your life. Very
What was that? He'd make
you
what?
Reconsider the way you live your life.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if Rob said it. Rob and I dated for a brief time until we both kind of got our heads on straight.
Exactly.
That community embraced mustaches.
Go ahead, Rob. You have a question, then I'll mention what Dr. Perlett is
Just a few celebrities,
doing.
If you would comment on their mustache. Of course, Craig Stadler.
Walrus.
Yeah, exactly.
The walrus.
Is that acceptable?
Stadler actually hides nuts and berries in there for the winter hibernation series.
Great mustache, though. Yes. One of the great mustaches.
Well, Craig Stadler, Andy Reid, and Mike Holmgren are actually the same person.
Okay. Also, does this count? How about director John Waters with the pencil thin mustache?
Oh, yeah. That's almost
it's
drawn on.
There is no such thing as a bad mustache.
Okay.
And I think what we always try to tell people is that every time a mustache is shaved, an angel in heaven dies and falls to earth. So they have to keep that in mind. I mean, they're killing an angel, and that's their conscience.
Doctor, would I be admitted to a Mustache Institute conclave if I sported my handy Just for Men dyed goatee?
We would be willing to consider it and work with you. We have now worked with Just for Men until just recently, when they came on to sponsor the Robert Goulet Memorial Mustached American of the Year contest.
I was just going to talk about that.
Searching That's a great segue.
You are searching for the... Yeah, thanks a lot. I always like when that happens. All right, Eager Beaver. Searching for the first ever Robert Goulet Memorial Mustached American of the Year. You will announce the winner at the
What's that?
Stash Bash 2008. Is this a real event?
This is a real event. It's
October 25th in St. Louis.
It is a global celebration of the mustached American people of mustached American descent.
All right. I see that you have your nominees on the back here. There are some I know, some I do not know. Sergeant John Alvarez, U.S. Army Reserve. Is this someone we should know? Is this a famous person?
Not in the least bit. This is an award. Some people have called this the best mustache award, but that's not what it is. This is about
Are any of your famous people on this list, Doctor, going to be showing up at this event?
We were working with talking to Keith Hernandez and Jason Giambi right now about coming to the event. And, you know, there is one Washington area celebrity on this that was nominated. Art Monk is on this list.
Art Monk is a former Washington. We have Sergeant Alvarez. Tim Galvin, a former college football player. Jay Delavalle, actor, musician, and film director. Oh, I've seen all of his work.
Have you been in touch with the people for Hal Linden?
We've tried, but they've just stopped us at the door. They don't want to let us near Hal.
Keith Hernandez, former two-time World Series champion. John Chapman, author of The Book of Bert. Art Monk, Pat O'Brien, Jason Giambi, Don LaFontaine. He's, I'm
the
afraid
late.
He will not be attending.
He can't
I'm afraid.
Make it this year.
We're actually going to have a cutout of him there.
But... okay. He'd be honored.
Jim Tritton, chief of the Defense Threat Reduction University.
That's pretty scary to say that out loud, isn't it?
At Defense Threat Reduction Agency in New Mexico.
His mustache actually reduces the threat by just staring at people.
Rich Goose Gossage, a lone inductee into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in 2008. Cleveland Brown from Family Guy. Denny Rogers is a social worker for the Veterans Administration.
Animated people and dead people both eligible for winning this award.
No Yosemite Sam?
The Boston Phoenix. Newspaper which implemented a mandatory mustache policy in its Kenmore Square offices. Bob Barr, we've had him on this program, the Libertarian Party's nominee for president, and Robert Garfield, who has worn one for well over 30 years. I have to tell you, we have feuded with this gentleman on and off over the years, but I must ask, what about radio personality and former Watergate burglar G. Gordon Liddy?
G. Gordon Liddy, actually, we worked with him in the, we inserted him into the White House. He was part of our effort to overturn the federal mustache tax amendment, so we're very close with Gordon Liddy. The thing is that we took nominations on our website for 3 weeks, and there was about 60 people that were nominated, and then our certified mustachology department chose the 16 people that were most representative.
Okay, hold on just a second, Aaron. We're going to take some calls. I never understand our listening audience, but somehow they want to speak to you.
They've latched onto this.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Aaron Perlett.
Gentlemen, how are you? I want to break in with a quick Kathy Lee Gifford update.
Okay, Kathy Lee Gifford, what is it?
To go along with the horrendousness that is her writing songs, because everyone has a story, she is debuting a musical and using this as a vehicle to promote it.
So she did that today on the Today Show?
I don't think it was today. I just got back from New York where a friend tipped me to this. She wrote a musical called Hurricane Amy that's supposed to be debuting this fall in New York.
So the songs on the Today Show are from the musical Hurricane Amy?
No, she's doing that with Broadway caliber performers to get backing for this musical she wants to produce on Broadway.
All right, well, we're talking mustaches right now, so call back when we're talking about Kathy Lee.
John, that was very relevant.
John Harris, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. We'll talk to you in just a second here, okay? Now let's go to Steve in Rockville with a mustache question for Dr. Perlett, and that'll be the last question on the segment.
I thought he was going to say Kathy Lee had a mustache.
Well, I think she probably does if you looked at her closely.
She's growing one.
Sure. What about Dave Wannstedt? He's got a weird-looking mustache.
Dave Wannstedt wears what's referred to as the chevron mustache, and fortunately that mustache is able to filter out his horrendous, horrendous coaching abilities, as we've seen with the Pitt Panthers since he's been there, with the Miami Dolphins when he was there, with the Chicago Bears when he was there, and pretty much any time that he's been given the full reins of a football team.
Now, you know, when you talk about coaches, I think of Bill Cowher. There's a mustachioed guy. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, the word mustachioed, are you for or against that particular word?
Like totally for it. In the Webster's Dictionary, it allows you to use either mustachioed or mustached.
Right.
So either form is acceptable.
Mustachioed. You know, I know another. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone here.
Kill him.
John Harris, you want to give Lindsay riding lessons, right, as far as the motorcycle riding lessons. And you have a mustache, don't you?
Yes, I do, Mike.
Very good.
Would you like to ride it?
No, officer.
What are you
behave
doing?
Yourself.
What
my
are you
God.
Saying? That's inappropriate.
John, I'm going to put you on hold and hook you up with Beth Ann so that we can get you in touch with Lindsay, okay?
Absolutely, Mike.
Thank you very much. All right, that's John Harrison. Thank you, John, for participating in the ride this weekend.
Yes.
I mean, the motorcycle ride. My God, you guys stop looking at TV.
I'm not.
You're both doing it.
No,
everybody. Lindsay was doing it. You're seeing it. I can't. It's in back of me. Come
I'm looking
on.
At you, Mike.
Doctor?
Yes.
What can we say? It's been a sitting on a rainbow talking to you. The Mustache Institute, your big event is on October 25th. In St. Louis. Why St. Louis, Dr. Perlett?
We were actually based in Washington, but we moved our global campus to St. Louis because of the home of the world's largest mustache, the Arch.
Oh, the arch.
Oh, the gateway arch.
I had no idea that that was actually considered a mustache. That's fascinating.
It's the world's largest, yeah.
And do you have anything else that you'd like to plug besides this before we so gratefully let you go?
Well, we'd love for your listeners to come and actually help choose the Mustached American of the Year. This is a fantastic opportunity to choose the first one, and it'll be the first of many.
Will it be like every other convention with hookers and booze and people sneaking off to hotel rooms?
I can only hope.
Thank you very much, Dr. Perlett.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Take care. That's Take care. Aaron Perlett.
Thanks, Aaron.
Director.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob, for getting that booking for me. There
hey, you know
go.
What? I know other people that graduated VCU, too.
Really?
Yeah. Like
We look forward.
Who?
None come to mind right now.
Rob, the only successful class of what class were you?
93.
Class of 93, the only two graduates of the class of 93.
There they are.
Actually, Rob Spiewak and Dr. Aaron Perlett.
92 and 94 as well. This is we only have 3 years.
All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have open the... Jesus Christ. Let me start that again. Please.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll open the audio vault and a chat. We wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't chat with Christopher Columbus.
Of course.
Yes, we will be chatting with the man, Christopher Columbus, on Columbus Day.
Unbelievable.
Along with the audio vault and a look at news when we come back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.